This is Silent Lone Wolf from the AboveTopSecret.com podcast for the ATS.F Fragile Earth Health Issues and Peak Oil Feed. This is an introduction into a series of podcasts I plan on doing. And these podcasts will consist of research as well as basic topics within conservation, environmental issues, as well as other issues that are in our natural science fields. This first podcast I am going to use as a way to dispel a few notions that people have as regarding environmentalists and conservationists. The main opinion most people have is that they are wacko nut jobs. You have people like PETA, and this is the first group that I'm going to reference. They are out there. We had them on campus one day, and I do not agree with them in the least. I mean, I can understand their point of view, I guess. However, to me, they are wacko nut jobs. But the second group is really where I personally fall in. It is in the conservationists. Really, Aldo Leopold, if you read on him, that will give you a good idea of exactly where a conservationist mindset is. And he actually has some very good writings. He was born back in the 1880s, and he is considered basically the founder of wildlife ecology. Essentially, a conservationist point of view is that the Earth's resources are limited, but humans have the ability to use them, have the right to use them. However, they can be exploited, and if they are overexploited, they need to be conserved, I guess is how I'd put it. The third group is the preservationists, and really the first one, I believe, would probably be John Muir, who was eventually the founder of the Sierra Club. He was born back in the early 1830s, and he eventually would go on to push and help found what would have later become Yosemite. I believe it was the first piece of land that was put aside by the government as a federal park. As a state park, I believe, and later on became a federal park after Yellowstone. I don't know the exact date, so I would have to check into that. But essentially, his idea was that there's going to be land that people are going to use, people are going to build their cities, people are going to build highways, people are going to build, people are going to expand, people are going to use resources, and that we need to set aside land and keep it free from human control, keep it free from humans' ability to basically desecrate the land, I guess, and that this land needs to be set aside and is basically there for public to view the wonders of nature. And that's probably the second largest group. PETA and people like that are definitely the fringe. Unfortunately, they get all the media attention. Science is not a very ratings grabbing topic unless it's doom and gloom. Well, I guess I should basically have a couple topics that I eventually plan on researching. One I have actually done the research for in the past, and I have to update the results a little bit. And it was a social argument paper I had written back my sophomore year of college, and it was on mercury use in medical utensils, medical like thermometers, and I forget what they're called, but the things that take your blood pressure with. And the use of them in third world countries as opposed to the U.S. And it gets into the whole mercury in our water system and in our environment. And it really is a good topic. It's something that people don't have a great understanding about it. Before the 2000 elections, it was heavily pushed, yet there was very, very little information out there in the mainstream on what exactly the effects of mercury were, and I plan on doing a podcast devoted to it. Another one there was that I personally will do just because I am actually a fan of where the thread could have gone. There was a thread in the Fragile Earth Forum on logging and its effect on conservation, and I think that would be a very interesting topic for me to research on. And so I plan on doing a little looking into that. I probably will not go into too much global warming. I believe Magic has some threads on that. And bird flu, with the exception of maybe a little bit on the conservation take, or on the DNR take on it, which I haven't seen any, so that kind of makes me wonder. So I think Sophie Crow's been doing a very good job at keeping that one updated, so I probably will not hit too much on that. But there are a few others that I do have in mind that I would like to do. So a couple last points I'm going to edit in here real quick that I kind of forgot to put in. I plan on putting a reply post with each one, and it will have a link to sources as well as other information on the topic that I intend to be talking about. Also, I invite anybody who has a follow-up or has any other information, any other takes on any of the issues I cover, to feel free to add a post or a podcast. Well, that's about it for this year one. So, this is Silent. Peace.